Amplify the North is the promotion that we're doing here at Kix FM and at River Country, profiling local businesses that not only, support the community, but they give back to the community. And that's certainly what we're emphasizing here with Peace Playland, as they are part of the Amplify the North promotion here at River Country Kix FM. Emily Fortin from Peace Playland joins us. Thank you very much for doing this. Emily, first of all, I'll ask as an icebreaker, how long have you been in business?
So Peace Playland was originally established in 1987, but back then we were just a toy library, which means that people could come in, purchase a membership to rent toys. And then in 2014, I guess the board at that time realized that there was a real need to have an indoor playground in Peace River. So that's when we opened up as Peace Playland in the Bell Center.
In those 35 years, if my math is correct, and I'm pretty sure it is if you say 1987, in those 35 years, how have things been going?
Well, obviously there's been a lot of changes over that time. I've only been on the board for 4 years, but the growth has been huge. I think we're pretty well recognized in the community now for being a fun place to go when it's minus 30 outside. The last couple of years with COVID have been a little bit of a struggle, as you know, we've had to be very adaptive to all the changes and the restrictions and the regulations, but our community is so awesome and really understanding. So it's been nice to see that over the years there's been so much support and people love to come play.
In the community and area, Emily, the community-based initiatives are what most of these small businesses, small organizations do, and it's absolutely fantastic that it does happen. What does Peace Playland do for the community area as far as community-based initiatives are concerned?
So basically just what we are, you know, I think it's so vital for a small town like Peace River to have an indoor playground, to have a place to go and bring your kids when it's cold outside, hot outside, raining outside, for kids to learn those skills with socializing and imaginative play and making friends, and for parents to have a place to go just sit on a couch and drink coffee and catch up with a friend. And I think it's so important for everyone's mental health. But also we do more than just that as well. We also offer birthday party rentals. We do big Halloween parties where we bring out the whole community. We do Christmas parties. We bring in Santa. So we do a lot, and we try to get people as involved as we can.
Emily, how has feedback been for what is being offered at Peace Playland?
Feedback has been really good. I think, like I said, with COVID and everything constantly changing, we do try to listen to our community members. And we are a board made up of, I believe there's 9 of us now. So we're parents, we're caregivers, grandparents that care about the community. And so we volunteer. And so we're really in touch with what parents want to see locally and what they want for their kids. So, yeah, it's nice. We're on Facebook, and we're always open to suggestions and hearing back from members and people that come to drop in.
How important is it in your mind to not only think local as far as business, as far as organizations are concerned, but also to think small?
For us, local and shopping local is so important, not only for directly supporting Playland with our things like raffles and our golf tournaments and all those kinds of things that we do to fundraise for Playland, but also, and I can't stress this enough, is that when you support local businesses in Peace River and the Peace Country, whether that's your accountant, retail stores, farming companies, gravel companies, I mean, construction, you name it, all those companies locally, we call them our community builders. And they directly sponsor us and help us to keep our lights on, keep our doors open. So when you do your Christmas shopping or whatever shopping locally, you're directly helping your friends at Playland. So it's so important to shop locally, and we're really grateful for all their support.
The future I'm thinking looks bright. 35 years in business has Peace Playland been. How bright does the future look for Peace Playland?
I think the future is really bright. We're all excited. The current board, like I said, there's nine of us. We love Playland. We're excited to see Playland grow and wherever life takes us. And we're always looking for new ideas as well. So if there's anyone interested in joining the board and supporting their community, we would love to hear from you. We would love your help. You can find us on Facebook.
If I'm not mistaken, it's about the kids, is it not?
Oh, 100%. It's about making sure that they have fun, and Playland is all about playing with toys, borrowing toys, making new friends, going down slides. It's a really fun place to be.
Emily Fortin is with Peace Playland as part of the Amplify the North promotion here in River Country and Kicks FM. Emily, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. We hope everyone comes to play.